you know, perseverance, and we rode some backs out there. I think Jermaine was unbelievable when he got his ankles broken there from Lish. He really fired up and, you know, answered it straight back, and that's the mentality that we've got to have. And I thought Tommy was really good off the bench, changed it defensively, got some rebounds, got some stops, and he brought a lot of energy out there, both of them.
Were you concerned because it was like that Hawks-style basketball that Rob always talks about, like playing, you want to get up and down and rack up the points, and you guys, obviously you can do that, but you still know more of that defensive, more of a half-court turn that would prefer to slow it down a bit. So when it was going at that pace, were you concerned at all? Were you just thinking like, you know, because you were here a couple of weeks ago and it was a high-scoring game and you did just fine, so what were you thinking when it was going so fast?
Yeah, it was just the shots. We were living too many layups. Our pick-and-roll defense was pretty poor. Then in the third quarter, we changed up to some zone. And that really got some momentum our way. And after a few stops, the guys really bit on it and defensively, you know, stepped up. I think the last 5 minutes, they scored 5 minutes of that. Last 5 minutes, they scored 5 points in the third quarter. And that really gave us some momentum. Even though it was, you know, a point spread in the third, we had belief. The guys were coming to the bench. I was looking in their eyes. They were believing that we can win. And, you know, the guys stayed strong. It was good to see. It was a good character win.
Yeah, what does it mean to you, is that win like that just at this stage of the season?
Yeah, look, especially on the road after, you know, missing captain for probably to Christmas, so it's time for us to step up, and we had some guys that stepped up and we stayed with them. We played Dollar at the point guard for the whole last quarter, and we just changed up a little bit, and it got some traction, and we stayed there with it.
It was like that for you, Jermaine, like, when Kevin put that move on, did you sort of set up and go, you know, trying to bounce back, but really fire up and get you going?
No, I just, Maddie had outlet the ball, and I seen an open break, and I was just taking what the defense had gave me.
What about, was there someone who was talking to you on the sideline then? It looked like you turned around a couple of times after you started leading up.
I was just in the Florida game. It was a battle, and sometimes I get emotional, and that's what happens.
You didn't like enter like a kill mode or anything. You didn't escalate for you in terms of your focus and the intensity.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, Lynch made a good move on me, and I knew I had to come back at him next possession.
Was it embarrassing? Were you embarrassed that that one went down? Was that what inspired you to come back and beat it while you played those last minutes?
Well, I think it was a sniper in the gym. But hey, I mean, it's part of the game. Like, Lynch made a good move. I mean, power to him.
Yeah. Did you ever feel at any stage of the game you were out of that? Did you ever feel like you always think you were
going to
come back and win that?
No, the game is 40 minutes, so even if we're down by 10 with 5 minutes left, I would need a couple stops and a couple of buckets if we can somehow steal a win, and we did.
You've had some pretty good games against the Hawks in your time here. Are you aware of that? Do you have a special sort of get a special mindset when you play those guys? You've had some pretty good games against them.
No, I try to approach every game the same.
Just with the playing group, I mean, I can hear you guys in the changing room. I'm just walking out here. In terms of regular season games, is that as good as it gets in terms of fighting back and just kind of the camaraderie this early in the season?
Yeah, look, when you're down against a team that shoots the ball unbelievably well on their court, you really have to find that extra, you know, dig deep to find that. I thought we found that tonight and carried on. So it's a good, good solid win for us. We know we can. We can get a win on the board without our captain, and we've still got a lot of sharpening to do, so to speak, and get better. We certainly haven't at the pinnacle yet.
Just last thing I was going to say, Trevor, as great as Jermaine's been and Matt and some other guys, is it a stretch? Is it fair to say that Kenny's been young something around for you guys?
He's been fabulous. He's to come in late after Hugh Greenwood pulled the pin for football and then get thrown in the start with Damo injured with the calf, and now he's running the team. And he's done everything that we've asked for, and defensively solid, and he's a tough little bugger too, you know. And I'm surprised that he's taken this long to get in the league. I wish I had known about him a couple of years ago. I certainly would have got him, and you know, he might get the oldest rookie of the year.
And I suppose could we fly out tomorrow? You've got no time really to celebrate this too long. I suppose we've been going for
that. Yeah, big one against New Zealand. You know, they're going to be probably after some revenge that how they got treated in Melbourne. So we know it's going to be nice and warm. And we're warm too, so it should be a good game.